returning to COVID, a consultant in emergency medicine at Dublin's Connolly Hospital, Dr. Emily O'Connor, has warned that a wet Easter weekend with people celebrating indoors could well cause problems for Ireland's COVID cases. The number of people in hospital testing positive for the virus was down this morning at 1,601. Let's talk now to Dr. May Mannix, who's a consultant in public health and area director of public health in the Midwest. Dr. Mannix, thank you for taking our call this afternoon. The public health measures that are in place at the moment are, for the most part, advisory. Given what we're seeing in terms of the numbers testing positive and the pressure on our hospitals, is that good enough?
Well, I think, Brian, the advice is that people should wear masks, particularly in shops, retail spaces, public transport and healthcare settings. And although that's not mandatory, I think we would strongly advise that people avail of that public health advice at this point in time, particularly while we have high case numbers.
So you're asking people then, who in confined indoor settings, where possible, wear a mask. I mean, that what public transport, other social settings.
Well, any place, I suppose, that's indoor and that's crowded. I mean, that is the current public health advice. As you said, it's not mandatory, but it is our strong advice at this point in time, given the high case numbers.
And how concerned would you be, if to pick up what Emily O'Connor was saying, I think she was speaking on Claire Byrne's programme earlier, about a wet Easter weekend and a lot more people indoors than might otherwise be the case?
Well, certainly, you know, if you're indoors, ideally ventilation is really important as well. You know, I think obviously our case numbers are very high at the moment, but thankfully the harm that we're seeing as a result of it is much less than we would have seen in previous waves, you know, in terms of the people ending up in ICU particularly. As was said earlier in the programme, it's less than 50, whereas at these numbers previously it would have been way higher and the hospital system would be overwhelmed at this point. So we're not seeing that. So that's the benefit of vaccination. So I think we have to focus really on what people can do at this point in time, and they can wear their masks as public health has advised and the CMO has advised. And also the whole issue of vaccination is so important, you know, for those, as you know, we have a very high rate of vaccination, which is fantastic. But some people haven't availed of it or haven't perhaps had a chance to get their booster. But we know nationally that 1/3 of the patients who are hospitalised are unvaccinated, and similarly 1/3 of the patients in ICU are unvaccinated. So that just really serves to illustrate how important that is. And that's, you know, something that people can actually do to protect themselves and others.
So how great then is the risk to the medically vulnerable from this wave?
Well, again, the medically vulnerable can protect themselves by, you know, ensuring they have all the vaccinations, and certain immunocompromised need an extra dose to achieve that. An extra dose, you know, they need 4 doses, in fact, rather than the 3. So it's really important that they have that to protect themselves, again, you know, to wear their masks in the appropriate settings and just generally be careful. And I think, you know, obviously their families will also take extra care if they have somebody medically vulnerable, you know, by just being extra cautious around mask wearing and so on, and vaccination themselves.
We leave it there. Dr. May Mannix,